Everybody, I said, praise the Lord. Tonight, the Lord will bless you specially. Everything you've been praying for, all that you've been looking to God for, salvation, healing, deliverance, miracles from God, the Lord will pour upon everyone tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless your name because we know you are good. You are good to all, to every individual. You are good to all, to every family. You are good to all. You are good to our country here. And you are good to every nation. We're asking tonight you open the heavens for everyone. And your blessings will come upon everyone. Great peace. Great healing. Great deliverance. Great miracle upon everyone tonight. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have done it. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. God bless everyone. You can sit down. Tonight we'll begin a special GCK. Global Crusade. Coming to everyone with power, with unction, with overflowing anointing. You will not miss your miracle. I said you will not miss your miracle. Tonight I'm looking at Luke chapter 2. And I'm reading from verse 10. Luke chapter 2 verse 10. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. An angel came from heaven, and he came to those shepherds at night, and he announced to them what they needed to acknowledge in their lives, what they have been searching for, what they have been praying for, what they have been dreaming of. The angel came and told them. First of all, he said, fear not. All your fears are taken away. All my fears are taken away. When Christ comes, the Savior, the Prince of Peace, everything you feared in the past. And then you borrow your past and you look at that to make up your future. Fears in the past, fears at the present time, and fears in the future. The angel said that now that that same Christ is coming upon your life, fear not. He will save your soul. Fear not. He will give you peace. Fear not. He'll reconcile you with heaven. Fear not. He will remove your mountain. Fear not. He will heal your sickness. How will that happen? Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. That great joy is for you. That great salvation is for you. That great miracle is for you. It shall be for all people. Look at verse 11. It says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Think about it as if this is for you in particular. For unto you, every problem you have, unto you, is born this day in the city of David. A Savior that will save you from sin, save you from sickness, save you from satanic power, save you from every sin that had bombarded your life until today. Where are you? A Savior has come to you. A healer has come to you. A deliverer has come to you. A redeemer has come to you. What's his name? The angel said, he is Christ the Lord. Then he tells us in verse 12, he says, and there shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And then in verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, verse 14, glory to God. For the peace that comes, glory to God. For the joy of heaven come to earth, glory to God. For miraculous wonders that he comes to give us, glory to God. For the peace, for the pardon, glory to God. For the power he brings from heaven, glory to God. For the miracle you are going to receive today, glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace. On earth, where we are now, peace. On earth, where you're seated there, peace. Peace in your heart. Peace in your home. Peace all around you. From tonight, as you come and you receive Christ into your life, peace on earth and goodwill toward men. From that passage I read to you now, we're looking at unique salutary peace through faith in Christ. Peace unique. Coming in your soul. Coming in your heart. The kind of peace you had never known. That no turmoil on earth can disturb. Peace unique. There is salutary there. The peace that comes with salvation. And it is through faith in Christ. Christ, the same Christ. Christ, the saving Christ. Christ, the mighty Christ. As powerful today as he ever was. Unique, salutary peace through faith in Christ. Tonight, you are going to have it. Say, I am going to have it. We're looking at three things before we pray. Number one, announcing the good news of peace. Angel coming from heaven, announcing the good news of peace to everyone, to you, to me, to her, to him, in that nation, online. Angel's announcement coming to you, announcing the good news of peace. Number two, acknowledging the great need of peace. You have to acknowledge it in your own heart that what God has brought is the most important thing in your life. I affirm that actually I need peace. Peace with God. Peace within myself. And peace with my neighbor. It's a need we cannot deal without. Acknowledging the great need of peace. Number three, advancing in God's nature of peace. That's the nature of God. Anyone that comes near God, anyone reconciled with God, anyone that becomes a member of the family of God, the nature of God will pass into him. And the nature of God is not the nature of violence. It's not the nature of cruelty. It's not the nature of fighting. The nature of God is the nature of peace. And when we come to know the Lord, he transfers and transmits that same peace he has, that he is, he transfers that into our lives. Advancing in God's nature. Without the nature of God, we'll be retrogressing. We will not advance. Because it is only God that promotes us, that lifts us up. And when we have that nature of God, he advances us, he lifts us up, he makes us to have progress. Advancing in God's nature of peace. Look at the announcement there, number one. Number one, announcing the good news of peace. As we read already, God sent an angel from far away heaven here to the earth. He says, go tell them. Go tell every man, every woman. Go tell every person on earth that peace we could not have for ourselves, the Father in heaven, God of all peace, is now sending that down to us. And the angel said, it will be for all people. It is for you tonight. I said, it is for you tonight. Isaiah chapter 52. And I'm reading there from verse 6. It says, therefore, my people shall know my name. That's the beginning. My people shall know my name. You know his name as the Prince of Peace. You know his name as the Savior. You know his name as the Lord. You know his name as the breaker of every yoke in life. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I. He said, he is the one speaking. He is speaking to you tonight. And with his voice, with his word, peace will come in your life. And then in verse 7, it says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that publisheth, promotes, proclaims, and declares peace. That bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that says unto Zion, thy God reigneth. He publishes peace. He comes to give you peace as you open your heart and say, let the Prince of Peace come in. The peace of the Lord that rules and reigns will come in your life. When there's no peace, we're torn apart. When there's no peace, there's confusion in the heart. When there's no peace, there's commotion in the heart. When there's no peace, there's no health. It's when the peace of God settles in your heart. When the peace of God pervades all your life, it will change your thoughts. It will change your mind. It will change your action. Your hand will feel the peace. Your feet will go in the direction of peace. Your mind will think the thoughts of peace. Your activities will be activities of peace. Your relationship will be a relationship of peace. Your interaction will be an interaction of peace with everybody. And the Lord has come tonight to declare unto you the peace of God that will reign in your heart. Look at verse 10 of that Isaiah chapter 52. The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. In all nations, peace. In every heart, open to the Lord, confessing to the Lord, I've not been having peace. I've not been enjoying peace. I've not been experiencing peace. As you open your mind and open your heart and open your life unto the Lord, abundant peace will come in your heart. Any nation where you are, any community where you are, as you hear what the Lord has said, announcing the good news of peace. And you know what the restlessness has been causing your life. And you say, I abandon that. I confess that. I forsake that. Every thought, every imagination, every action that has taken peace away from my heart. I confess, I forsake, I reject. Christ, Prince of Peace, enter into my heart. When Christ enters your heart, when the Prince of Peace enters your heart, peace universal, peace with God, peace with man, peace from heaven, peace on earth, in whatever condition you have been in the past, the peace of God from tonight will reign in your heart. That's how we know that we have the Prince of Peace. That's how we know we have the peace that comes with salvation. If somebody says, I'm saved, I'm a child of God, but there's no peace in the heart, there's no peace in his thinking, there's no peace in his action, there's no peace in interaction with people, that person, to be very sure of real salvation, has to open the door of the heart for the Prince of Peace to come in. It's not good enough to go to church in the morning and in the afternoon of that Sunday, we're fighting, we're violent. It's not good to bend the knee and bow the head for the Prince of Peace in the worship, and then outside we're cruel to other people. That one is hypocrisy. But when the Prince of Peace comes in, the peace of God will reign in our heart, in our mind, in our lives, in interaction with every other person. And then he says, all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. All the ends of the earth. You here tonight. Him there over there. And herself over there. Everyone everywhere. Meet the Lord and meet the Prince of Peace. I welcome peace in my heart. I welcome the Prince of Peace in my heart. The peace that pervades every area of your life. In Romans chapter 10, I'm reading from verse 15. Romans chapter 10, verse 15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful at the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. How beautiful at the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. If the preachers of the gospel of peace, if their feet are beautiful, then the preachers of the message of fighting, violence, their feet are ugly. And before you can preach, you have to possess. Before you can preach, you have to enjoy the peace yourself. And then you possess. You provide. You preach. You delight in the gospel of peace. And your feet will be beautiful. Say amen now.
Yes.
Your heart will be beautiful. The beauty of the heart reflects in the face. The ugliness of the heart reflects on the face. It's when you possess the peace of God. You enjoy the peace of God. Inside you, there is the peace of God. Then it says, feet beautiful, face beautiful, life beautiful, appearance beautiful, because the peace of God reigns in your heart. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of great things. Look at verse 16. In verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. It's talking about some religious people in the land of Israel. At that time, it says they have not all obeyed the gospel of peace. They have not all invited the Prince of Peace to their lives. They have not all interacted with the peace of God by faith. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who has believed our report? Then in verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. To link up with God, we need faith. To access the peace of God, we need faith. To link up, hook up with the peace of God and the salvation of God, we need faith. We forget ourselves and we look at Christ, the Prince of Peace. Tonight, I believe in God. Say that, I believe in God. It's that faith that brought you here. It's that faith that makes you have expectation. It's that faith that makes you say, once I have the call tonight, I'm going to go to God through Christ. And then the Prince of Peace will make your heart, your life, have peace. With peace, there'll be salvation. With peace, there'll be healing. With peace, there'll be deliverance. With peace, the miracle of God will flow into your heart freely. Say, I believe. Tonight, I come to Christ. Say that now. Tonight, I come to Christ. And the Prince of Peace will reign in my heart. Amen. Look at number two there. Number two, acknowledging the great need of peace. I acknowledge peace, the need in my life. You see, when we don't have peace with our neighbors, we lose a lot. Helpers cannot help us. We don't have peace with them. Providers cannot provide for us if we don't have peace with them. Carers cannot care for us if we don't have peace with them. Philanthropic people cannot provide anything for us if we don't have peace with them. Enemies cannot reconcile with us if we don't have peace with them. Life is miserable if we don't have peace with people around us. And God cannot accept us into heaven if we don't have peace with Him. Christ cannot bring us into all the provisions of Calvary if we don't have peace with Him. You see that all around you, you'll be a lonely, lone ranger if you don't have peace. We need peace with everyone around. And we come to acknowledge before the Lord. No single person can live happily on earth without peaceful interaction, association, reconciliation, relationship with people. And so you acknowledge the great need of peace. How does that happen? When I say I cannot manufacture peace, I cannot do the peace by myself. There is a creator in heaven. The name God Almighty is the God of peace. He is the one that creates the peace through the Lord Jesus Christ for soul, for spirit, for body, for existence on earth. In Romans chapter 5, reading from verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. That word justify means we were guilty. We were brought into the law court. Our conscience argued against us. The record in the book of God argues against us. Our character argues against us. We're guilty and condemned. And if we stopped there, we'll go into the prison after being judged that we're guilty. The prison is an eternal prison. The guilty sinner, the condemned sinner, will be there forever and ever. But Christ, the Prince of Peace, Christ, the one that had no sin, the perfect one, the sinless one, the spotless one, Christ our Savior, Christ our Lord, our Advocate. He came and He said, I'll bear His punishment. Even though we are guilty and condemned, Christ has now come to take our sin, to take our punishment, to take the consequence of all the evil we have done. And it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. no other means of having peace, no other means of manufacturing peace and putting in your heart. In the day and in the night, that commotion, confusion will be there. But we look unto Christ, the Christ that died for us, the Christ that took our guilt away, the Christ that took our punishment away. We have total or reserved faith in Him. Therefore now, being justified by faith, we rely on Him. We rest on Him. And we put all the weight and all the load of our guilt upon Him. And through that faith in Christ, we now have peace with God. Understand? If you have peace with everybody around you, you try to use psychology. But psychology doesn't work with God. It only works with some people around you. We try to use philosophy. And remember, philosophy doesn't work with God. We can only manipulate human beings. If you have peace with every man, every woman on earth, and you don't have peace with God, you cannot spend eternity in heaven. So, psychology doesn't get you to heaven. Philosophy doesn't get you to heaven. Maneuvering by human beings doesn't get you to heaven. Only peace with God gets you to heaven. And the only way to have that peace with God is through our Lord Jesus Christ. You come into the kingdom of God. A change happens in your life. Now you have the peace of God. And with that peace, this same Jesus will bring solution to every problem in your life. Tonight, as we link up with Jesus, tonight, as we believe in Jesus, solution will come to every problem of your life. Acts chapter 10 verse 36. Acts chapter 10 verse 36. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all. Peace by Jesus Christ. And He is the Lord of all, in every nation, in all nations. And as you receive Christ tonight, Prince of Peace, come to my heart. I confess I didn't have peace, but now I confess You are the peace of my life. Every problem in your life, He'll come in, He'll take away. Look at verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That same Jesus is here tonight. as we mention his name. Let me ask you. You're sitting down quietly. You're looking at this direction. Then somebody mentions your name. What do you do? I didn't know there's somebody here that knew my name. And then as we're looking in this direction, and you heard your name, you turn around. You want to know where that voice mentioning your name is coming from. And he looks at you face to face, and he smiles, and he mentions your name again. He smiled, and the way he pronounced your name attracted you. And then he beckons on you, come. Whenever we mention the name of Jesus, he looks our direction. Who is mentioning my name there? I am so and so, I need your peace. Who is calling on my name there? I am so and so, I need your healing. Who mentions my name there? I am so and so, I am a sinner, I want your salvation. Anytime we mention his name, he looks our direction. Mention that name. I said, shout out that name. Now he's looking at your direction. Look at him, he's coming to you now. His salvation is coming to you now. His healing is coming to you now. And nobody can block the way of Christ coming to you tonight. Behold, he comes. The Savior comes. The Prince of Peace comes. And the healer comes. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Remember Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is still with him. God is still with Christ. And today he comes with all the power of heaven and earth. He's going to touch your life. He's going to turn everything around. Look at Romans chapter 16, verse 20. Romans chapter 16, verse 20. And the God of peace. That's the name of God. He's the God of peace. And tonight, he shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Every evil thing that Satan brought from his heart and he wants to throw at you, tonight, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Tonight, God will grant you pardon. Tonight, God will grant you peace. Tonight, God will grant you power. When you stand to pray tonight, you will stand on top of every mountain in your life. When you stand to pray tonight, all sicknesses will come under your feet. You will match them, you will trample on them. you will leave here tonight with victory in your soul. Peace and pardon in your heart. Life of victory will follow you home tonight in Jesus' name. Because the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. 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 Tonight it will happen to you. Look at number three here. Advancing in God's nature of peace. I came to tell you tonight, you will advance. You will move up. You will get up. You will go forward. The children of Israel were coming out of Egypt. They wanted to go to the land of promise. All of a sudden, look at the Red Sea before them. All of a sudden, look at the Egyptian army behind them. All of a sudden, they saw the hindrances and the blockages by their sides. Where do we go? Shall we go back to the world, to our sins, to our slavery? What do? They prayed unto God. They mentioned the name of God. When you mention the name of God, it will show up. And God has all power. He will destroy everything that is after your life. I didn't hear heavenly amen there. And Moses began to pray. And God said, I'm here. Your prayer is enough. Tell the children of Israel, go forward. They had fear and palpitation in their hearts before that voice came. God now said, fear not. You will advance. I'm talking to somebody there tonight. Fear not, you will advance. All the things that pinned you down before, everything is broken tonight. And God told Moses, he says, stretch forth your rod. Something happened that they had never known or read about in history. Something will happen today. Tonight in your life that you have never read about or heard about. What happened? Moses stretched the rod and the Red Sea parted wide. And all the children of Israel went over. They didn't go over in the direction of Egypt. They went over in the direction of the promised land. Tonight, you will go over. Tonight, you will advance in the direction of heaven. Not in the direction of hell. Amen. You'll go forward. You'll advance. Because now you are going to have the nature of God and you'll move forward. How will that happen? Moses believed God. He stretched out the rod. The children of Israel believed God. They moved forward. Mark chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 14. In Mark chapter 1, verse 14. Now, after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee. That place where you are, and you are listening to the message, Jesus is there. Preaching, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom of God. Look at verse 15. And saying, the time is fulfilled. The time has come. My time has come. Your time has come. The time of peace for your heart, that time has come. The time of pardon from God, that time has come. The time of power from the Lord, from the cross, from Calvary, that has come for you tonight. The time of protection, preservation, that time has come. The time of the fulfillment of the promise of God to give us peace, your time has come. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. In the kingdom of man, there's violence. In the kingdom of God, there is peace. In the kingdom of man, there's hatred, there's retaliation, there's revenge. In the kingdom of God, there's abundance of love. In the kingdom of man, they say, we'll never forgive that man, we'll never forgive that woman, we'll never forgive that man and that family, we'll never forgive that community. Kingdom of man, in the kingdom of God, there is abundance and free flow of the forgiveness of God. In the kingdom of man, there's oppression, there's depression. In the kingdom of man, there is a kind of suffering imposed upon people. In the kingdom of God, all your yokes are broken. All the oppression is taken away, and there's peace, and there's healing, there's redemption, there's deliverance in the kingdom of God. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Light and darkness cannot remain in the same vicinity at the same time. When the kingdom of God comes in your heart, the kingdom of man, the kingdom of Satan, the kingdom of the God of this world will vanish away from your life. You now have to make your choice. You want to remain in totally, completely in that kingdom of man. With all the oppression, with all the sicknesses, with all the evil things, with all the deception, with all the suffering, the kingdom of man. Or you want to come out of that kingdom of darkness and come into the kingdom of God. So that tonight you can have peace. So that tonight you can have joy. So that tonight you can have deliverance. So that tonight you can have health and healing. So that tonight you can have the provision of God upon your life. So that tonight a salvation and readiness for heaven will come upon you, kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is at hand. I choose the kingdom of God. I choose the kingdom of peace. Say it. I choose the kingdom of heavenly provision. It says, now repent ye and believe the gospel. Very simple. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Turn away from the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of sinfulness, the kingdom of evil. Turn away, repent. And believe the good news. The good news announced by the angel. Peace on earth. And glory to God. The peace of God is coming to your heart right now. And your life will bring glory to God. And the Lord will take you from here when the time has come. You will live forever with him in heaven. Repent ye and believe the good news. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Ready to repent? Ready to turn away from your sin? Ready to turn away from all that violence and fighting and cruelty in your life? To believe the good news. And to believe the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And to surrender your life unto the Lord. Ready? Ready? Heads bowed and eyes closed. You have heard the announcement. You now need to acknowledge. It's only after that advance and progress will come in your life. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Saying, I want to get away from the kingdom of darkness. I want to come to the kingdom of Christ, the light of the world. Anywhere you are, you raise up your hand. And you are saying, Lord, I repent. I turn away from evil. I turn away from darkness. I turn away from violence and fighting. I turn away from the kingdom of the world. I come to the kingdom of God. I want the peace in his kingdom. The new life in his kingdom. I desire the provision from the kingdom. I want the help of God. Peace in my heart. Peace in my thought. Peace in my imagination. Peace in my plans. Raise up that hand and you are telling the Lord, oh Lord, I'm here. I want that peace announced by the angel. I acknowledge my need of the peace of God in my heart. If you are raising up your hand, you will stand up. You are standing up now for the peace of God to come into your heart. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. You're standing up to surrender your life to Christ and to say, Lord, here I am. I surrender my life totally into your hands. Take away the confusion in my heart. Take away the condemnation in my heart. Take away the damnation that shall come as a result of my sinfulness. Reconcile me unto the Heavenly Father. Forgive me all my sins. And let your peace descend into my heart. You raise up your hand and then you stand up. And that peace will come. I'm praying for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because you have invited us. And you have brought peace for everyone. I pray that in your love and mercy and compassion, you forgive all their sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Grant pardon for everyone. Heavenly pardon. Royal pardon. The pardon from the King of Kings. Forgive all their sins as they believe on Christ right now. And let the peace of God now reign in their hearts. Let the joy of salvation now be evident in their lives. Turn their lives around. There'll be a real transformation in every life. And bring the old habit and the old lifestyle under their feet right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Confirm your salvation in every heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God has done it. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Keep on standing there. Counselors are coming. They'll take your names and take all those details for us to know. You have come into the peace of the Prince of Peace. And then after I'll come back, your healing is ready in heaven.
So our counselors, please identify with the people and get their details. If you are watching online and you gave your life to Christ after the pastor's message this evening, there is a link, gckhq.org connect, just below your player. Click it and fill the form so we can assist you further in your newfound faith with Christ. Also, for you that are listening via the radio or the television, and you just gave your life to Christ, send your name, your phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to this number, +234 91 5444 9263, +234 91 5444 9263. You send your details, your name, your phone number, and the location address where you live. And then those watching online, like I mentioned earlier, and then you gave your life to Christ after the pastor's message, there is a link, gckhq.org, connect, below your player. Just click it and then fill the form so we can assist you further in your newfound faith with Christ. Also, there is going to be a special meeting, Lunch Hour with Jesus, for all those who gave their lives to Jesus at the Alpha location here by 3 p.m. tomorrow. So those that have given their life to Christ, please note that tomorrow by 3 p.m. before the crusade, we'll be having Lunch Hour with Jesus with you. And it's going to be a great time. Make sure you are here. And then also, there will be a special believers banquet for all those that have given their life to Christ today and all through the days of the crusade. And that is going to take place on Sunday 4th, February 2024, in all our churches globally. We're going to give you more details about it as the day progresses. Our pastor will be delighted to have you join us in that special banquet, and there is going to be gifts for you. Those of us right here in the Alpha location, the Believers Banquet on that same Sunday, 4th February 2024, like I said, will still be at the Alpha location venue, time 3 p.m. If our counselors are done with the converts inside and outside, please let us know so that we'll prepare for the miracle prayer. Miracle is coming your way. I say, miracle is coming your way. Remember what I said, that as the man of God prays and we say amen, the miracle is automatic. Amen. Healing. Amen. Health. Amen. For the total man. Amen. You will get it. Amen. On television, you will get it. On the radio, you will get it. Amen. Anywhere you are connected, you will get the miracle. Amen. Just speak the word only, my servant shall be healed. Amen. The healing is coming your way. Amen. So you get ready. Let's rise up as we welcome the man of God with the miracle prayer.
Praise the Lord. My miracle is here. Do you really believe that? I said, do you really believe that? My miracle is here. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. At the mention of that name, your sickness will vanish away. At the mention of that name, every demonic power will bow out of your life. The Lord is ready for you now. If you need a miracle, you need a healing, you may lay your hand on yourself and raise up the other hand. Raise up that hand and lay the other hand where you have the challenge. It's coming now. At the final amen. Then you check up yourself. If you couldn't see before, you'll see. You couldn't walk before, you rise up and walk. And you had any visible infirmity or sickness in your body before, at the final amen, open your eyes, everything is gone. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we glorify your name. We worship and adore you. You love everyone. And it is not your will that anyone should continue in their suffering or sickness. And you have given us a promise that when we call upon you, you will heal, you will deliver. I pray, Lord, that right now, touch everyone, heal everyone in Jesus' name. Insanity, infirmity in the head, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Every sickness, every pain in the body, I command you in the name that can never fail, come out in Jesus' name. Sickness, whatever the name. Sickness on the inside. Sickness external in the body. Infirmity and pain. I command you be healed in Jesus' name. The name of Jesus, destroy every work of the devil in your body. Healed, you are healed in Jesus' name. Free, you are free in Jesus' name. Delivered, you are delivered in Jesus' name. The blind, you begin to see now in Jesus' name. Deaf and dumb, begin to hear, begin to speak in Jesus' name. Lame, paralyzed, or maimed, receive your miracle healing right now. Thank you, Lord, because we know it's done. It is done. It is done. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Check up yourself now. You'll find you have got your healing, your deliverance, you've got your miracle.